KMA Sports' latest summer football preview heads to Missouri, talking with King City head coach Todd Shiflett, coming off a successful 2025, getting ready for 2026. Coach, as you guys get ready for the upcoming year, how are we feeling there in King City?
Feeling pretty good. We've had a pretty good summer. We've had a great turnout for our weights and for our camp the last couple weeks. So I think the boys are really excited to get things rolling.
Year two for you as the head coach now. I know you've been around the program for quite some time prior to becoming the head coach, but obviously a lot more responsibility gets bestowed upon you when you're leading the program. How much different does the preparation for year two feel versus year one?
I definitely feel like I kind of have an idea of, you know, what all this entails now. And I'm just blessed to have a great staff around me. So I've been able to delegate some things that maybe last year I felt like I needed to do myself. So it's been really nice to kind of hand some of those things off to assistant coaches. But yeah, I just feel, you know, better prepared, feel like I know kind of what I need to do, when I need to do it, and the way that I need to do it in order to get our guys to respond.
You look back at last year, all things considered, I think you would say a successful season. You get to a district title game, you know, run into the eventual state champion, Worth County. What are the thoughts and feelings on what you guys did as a program last year?
I mean, last year was a great season for us. You know, Trevor, we had three losses. One of those, we lost our quarterback early in the game and ended up avenging that loss in the playoffs. And then we lost to the eventual state champions twice. So, you know, for three losses, you know, I don't think that our guys could have, you know, done a whole lot more. You know, we just ran into some good teams there at the end of the season and, you know, let the cards fall the way they may.
Return Landon Carlson, who's not just, you know, a really good football player, but all around a really, really good athlete. And he did a lot of great things last year. I believe over 50 total touchdowns. I'd imagine you feel like his game's only going to grow coming into this year.
Yeah, Landon's such an exceptional athlete, and you know, he's got all the physical tools, but he's also just, you know, very bright mentally when it comes to whatever sport he's playing, whether it's, you know, football or basketball. But, you know, he just does a lot of things that, you know, I probably take for granted now. But, you know, I can trust him with a lot and know that he's capable of doing whatever we ask him to do.
Todd Shiflett, head football coach at King City, on our latest summer football preview. Had some really talented skill guys around him, like Ryder Sample and Graham Metzger, both of whom were seniors. What does the path of replacing those two, what does that look like? Who are some of the guys that are going to have to step up as skill players?
You know, it's always hard to replace guys. And, you know, I've been in this long enough now to know that, you know, you can never just plug a new guy in and expect them to be somebody that was there before, because they're their own person, they're their own player, they have their own unique skill set. You know, so losing guys like Ryder and Graham and Josiah and Tucker and those guys, like, that's kind of a big loss for us. But, you know, we've got some guys that are ready to step in. I think, you know, Caden Wainscott, he's going to be a senior for us. I think he can step in and catch the ball real well for us at receiver. We're expecting big things out of Colton Potter. He had a really good start to the season and ended up getting banged up against the against Pattonsburg and missed the rest of the year. But, you know, he's back and he's healthy. You know, we got Jax Jundy. He's coming back. He's got a lot of snaps under him. We got Lucas Boone. He's going to be stepping into that running back role, and he's hungry because he's been sitting behind Graham for a while, and, you know, he wants to leave his mark on things. So we just got a lot of guys who I think, you know, just haven't had the opportunity because that group of seniors was in front of them. But now that group of seniors is gone, you know, they're ready to play, and I think they're ready to show people what they can do.
When it comes to the trenches and then on defense, how do you feel with what those look like as we talk in early August?
Yeah, so as far as offensive and defensive line, you know, Josiah was kind of our big loss there, but we're returning, you know, most of those guys who were playing those positions for us last year. So, you know, we're big up front. They're big dudes, and they can move some people. So, you know, we're trying to push them, and we're trying to get them to kind of lead the way for us offensively and defensively too. So, you know, I think your offensive and defensive line kind of set the tone for how far you can go in a season. So we're going to expect ours to do that too.
What do you think this group is capable of?
you know, we'll see. We'll take it one week at a time. I know that's a really kind of coachy answer, but they have a pretty high ceiling. There's a lot of potential here. I mean, obviously, you know, with bringing your quarterback back and he's got basically 2 years under his belt, you know, putting guys around him that can make plays is going to be essential to success for us. But, yeah, I mean, we'd like to make it back to where we were last year and maybe have another shot at a district title.
Todd Shiflett, the head football coach at King City, our latest summer football preview. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time and wish you the best going forward.
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate you.